Immigrants and the impact they have on jobs in the United States have been major topics in this election season. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump obviously have very different views on the matter. But a new study has tried to find where the truth lies. And business journalist Ali Velshi joins us now from New York with a glimpse into that study. Hi there, Ali.
Hey, Magna.
So this is from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. What did it find about immigration and its impact on jobs?
And these are three different academies that got together to do this study. It looks at economics and demographic trends over the last 20 years, and it finds very little evidence that immigrants take native-born workers' jobs or lower their wages. High-skilled immigrants, like those in technology and sciences, actually have a positive impact on both college-educated and non-college-educated native-born Americans because they spur innovation, which then creates jobs.
So overall, they're saying that the net impact is negligible, if none at all.
Yeah, and now it spreads it out. It breaks it down and says that in certain areas there is impact and certain impact is negative, but net-net, immigrants' contributions to the labor force makes them integral to the economic growth in America because they do bring new ideas and they add to a labor force that would otherwise be shrinking. And this is important for America and for Europe. They have shrinking populations, if not for immigration.
Okay. Well, Ali, but let's take a quick look, if we can, at those areas that the report says do feel an impact. I mean, what are the particular sectors or certain wages? What are we talking about?
The first generation of immigrants usually costs the government more than that immigrant contributes in taxes, mainly because of the cost of educating children. And those costs fall on state and local governments, not the federal government. First generation immigrants are also on average less educated and earn less, so they pay less in taxes. Now that, Magna, has been changing over the last 20 years. Increasingly, we're getting more educated first generation. But the total cost for first-generation immigrants is about $57 billion. Obviously, as you get to second-generation born of people who moved here, things start to look a lot more better economically.
Well, given that, Ali, I mean, how does this report either play into, verify, or not verify what both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have been saying?
What this talks about is the type of immigrant that you're getting into the country. Donald Trump has largely focused on those who are economically in the worst position, generally people coming from Central America through Mexico into the United States, and they're working for the lowest wages. Now, this does say that even those immigrants help the system, but fundamentally, you've got to look at immigration holistically. You've got to say that there are some very poor people coming in to do the lowest wage jobs in the country. We're also depending on immigrants for some of the highest skilled jobs in the country, particularly in engineering, computer sciences, and coding. So all it means is you've really got to take a 50,000-foot view. Donald Trump tends to be taking a bit of a 5,000-foot view on immigration, and the 5,000 feet tends to be right over the Mexican border.
Does the study then have any policy suggestions for whomever might be the next president?
Well, it doesn't make them directly, but there's really thinking amongst people who study this that the government should do more like what Canada or the United Kingdom does and sort of try and determine a policy that encourages a good balance. In other words, you're getting highly skilled immigrants, particularly those who are coming here on visas to get an education, then don't get a visa to stay here. So they take their American education and go back somewhere else. That does encourage finding a balance between those types of immigrants and the immigrants coming over the border. We seem to need both, but we do have to have some policy areas around it.
Well, that's business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Magda.